For starters, let's just find out about some of the destruction, because I think this is sort of, here in the United States, been out of the news for a little while now, and so it's sort of off of the radar of many of our listeners. Just kind of bring us up to date here, many days after this has happened, on the status of things in the on the ground there in Nepal.
Yes. actually, more than 8,500 people are dead, and more than 70,000 people are wounded, and 45% of the house totally damaged. There's a chaos all over the country, and people are suffering and asking water and food, shelter, but the Ghost people are continually visiting them and meeting them and providing the basic need of the people, and providing even comfort and support to them.
What do you think about the opening for the gospel in all of these recovery efforts? Have you seen people finding opportunity on a regular basis, or is it just tough because of the extent of the physical needs?
Well, in the midst of 330 million God and goddesses, today people are asking, where is God? I think when the Christian community actively involved different part of the country, especially where most affected area, and they're really seeing Christ, and they're asking, where is the hope? And we have opportunity to share the Christ is the hope for the whole humanity. Yes. And not only that, many non-Christian people are actually with us and asking help and come there and support whatever we can do, and they are very open now. I think that's God pouring His Spirit now in Nepal, and they are very open to the gospel.
Would imagine that the financial need is huge, that you need people to get involved. Tell us a little bit about that, because there may be folks here in Chicago and around the world listening to us online who do want to step in and help.
Well, different brothers and sisters in America, they love us and care us. And many of them already, they step their helping hand, and already they are here to help us. And some of the resources already available to provide to the needy people. But there are many Christians are praying and also willing to support for Nepal in this situation. And there is also people can help and support, because the Christian Community Credit Union is going to make a match fund for us. If there is a $10,000, that they can make a match fund. And SN Access is actually really working hard to meet the need in this situation.
Mr. Chitri, would you tell us about if there's any worship opportunities? Is the church able to gather, encourage believers that are there in Nepal? I know the population of Christians is small there, but what about worship gatherings?
Well, many buildings in different part of the country are damaged, such buildings. So they're actually worshiping in open ground, and people can see what the Christians are doing there. And in the time like this, they are still have a hope, and they believe and trust in the God, and they are worshiping true and living God in the top of the mountain. And even our church, in big church in Kathmandu, they are not inside the building. They are worshiping outside the building. Church. Actually, we are the church, so we are worshiping outside. And people are really, really happy, and they are courageous. They are stand with a bold. They are united together, and also they see the need of the people who are suffering lots.
Well, Mr. Chitri, we are going to go ahead and let you go. The internet connection is a little spotty, but we were able to get some vital details out of our chat with you. There is great destruction in Nepal, a lot of death, several thousand people are dead. There is a need for two things from Christians. One is financial support, and there are also so many different ways that people can pray about this, June. I mean, you can pray for healing for people who've been hurt. You can pray for healing for families who've lost loved ones as they need to heal from their grief. You can talk about pray to the Lord that people would come in and actually help with material needs. I mean, there's people who need the everyday supplies.
I'm so glad that even though our connection was a little spotty, we had the chance to hear about the existing believers gathering in open spaces where people can see that we are the church and God's doing a great work there. AsianAccess.org is where I'd love for you to stop by today as you pray for Nepal. And please make sure that you are praying for Nepal. The need is so great. The financial need is huge. And again, there's a matching grant of $10,000 awarded to Asian Access from Christian Community Credit Union, and they'll double your gift. So please pray, please give, and listen for the Lord's leading. He's going to let us know how we can all be involved in encouraging our brothers and sisters worldwide. Just as yesterday we heard about Christians in Iraq, the Assyrian Christians, and now today the situation in Nepal, we need to continue to remember them. I mean, that's what Hebrews tells us to do. We're commanded to.
Well, and it's nice to have specific things to be able to pray for.
Yes.
You know, instead of just this sort of general, oh, there's been a disaster, certainly we can pray for that. But just to be able to say, oh, that the gospel would have an opening here to break through as people are unsure of what's going on and why did this happen, that the Christians in Nepal would be able to reach them and say, we have a God who can provide you with hope, and to be able to talk with them about Christ. That's what I pray for. I mean, the material needs are important and all that, so I don't want to downplay that. But ultimately, we need these folks to know Jesus as their Savior. And so that would be my big prayer, and I would hope it would be yours too as you are praying for Nepal.